This Sunday and last Sunday and in succeeding Sundays, the gospel passage comes from that section of St. Matthew's gospel where the parables about the kingdom are being told. The kingdom of God is like, or the kingdom of God resembles. The kingdom of God is the presence of God. And that saving presence is found first in the person of Jesus Christ, and secondly, in the words and in the deeds that Jesus does. The kingdom of God is present and is among us, and yet it is not complete. It is to grow to fulfillment. The kingdom of God is already and still not yet. And that's the image that is present in all of these parables. Yet each one of the parables is unique and different and calls to a different appreciation of the kingdom of God. Now, I know that all of you don't want to be here for an hour and a half this evening. It's warm. So what I've done is I've divided the homily in three parts. I'll preach on one of those parables for each one of the three masses this weekend. You get the last one. The kingdom of God is like yeast, which a baker mixes, kneads, in three measures of flour until all the dough rises. The presence of Jesus in our lives begins small, but in that smallness there is also immense power. The gift of the Lord God to each and every one of us is meant to grow and to fill every aspect of our lives. And part of our job is to be attentive to that growth in each other, to be encouraging of that, and to recognize that the growth of God's presence within us is truly the gift of God's love and God's compassion. Well, in just a moment, you and I are going to have the opportunity to witness the baptism of a young child. Jasmine will be invited into the life of faith through the sacrament of baptism, and God will give her the gift of life. But it'll come to her like yeast, small, just a bit, hidden deep within her. And it's the job of parents and neighbors and friends, it's the job of all of us to nurture and to encourage that gift so that it fills her every aspect of her life. And that's what begins today. We have to have patience to watch that grow. But like a good baker, we've got to pay attention too. You can't just walk away and leave it by itself. It's got to be watched. So I'm going to invite you in a moment to join with me as we renew the promises of our own baptism, and then to join in witnessing and in praying that the gift of God might be granted to Jasmine in the sacrament of baptism today.